This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, making history as the first woman so honored in America. This is an intensifying election year of battle swirls over her replacement. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce his nominee Saturday, a pick that could push the court rightward for her generation. Ginsburg's flag-draped casket drew members of Congress, top military, family, and friends. Presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris attended. Republicans are expecting President Trump to announce this Saturday that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court as he aims to put a historic stamp on the high court just weeks before the election. Even before Mr. Trump unveils the pick, conservative groups and congressional allies are laying the groundwork for a swift confirmation process for Barrett. They, like the president, are wasting little time moving to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, organizing multimillion-dollar ad campaigns and marshaling supporters both to confirm the pick and to boost Mr. Trump's second term. Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility company brace for hot, dry, and windy weather in northern and central parts of the state this weekend that may fan the flames of several major wildfires or even spark new ones. Pacific Gas and Electric warned Friday that it may cut power from Sunday morning to Monday, potentially affecting 97,000 customers in 16 counties, during which forecasters said a ridge of high pressure will raise temperatures and generate gusts. PG&E is tracking the weather to determine if it would be necessary to shut off power to areas where gusts could damage the company's equipment or hurl debris into lines that can ignite flammable vegetation. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday that the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. The WHO Director of Emergency Programs, Mike Ryan, told a briefing on Friday that unless a concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely. Ryan said young people should not be blamed for recent spikes in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving at spread, that restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. A Chinese health official says the country's annual production capacity for coronavirus vaccines will top 1 billion doses next year, following an aggressive government support program for construction of new factories. The official from the National Health Commission says capacity is expected to reach 610 million doses by the end of this year. He says distribution of vaccines will prioritize groups such as medical workers, border personnel, and elderly before they are made available to the general public. China has promoted the construction of vaccine testing facilities and manufacturing plants. France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Once again, journalists were targeted. Two members of French production companies were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside. Speaking to journalists at the scene, the Paris prosecutor said because of parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, he said Paris anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Violence erupted on the streets of Santiago, Chile, on Friday as dozens of health workers protested, demanding to be recognized by the Sanitary Code, a regulation that governs all activities related to health in the South American country. Health workers demanded psychological support, fewer working hours, and more paid holidays amid the pandemic. Police used a water cannon on protesters while demonstrators threw rocks at officers as anger spilled over. Every Friday, protesters take to the streets to demonstrate against stark inequality in one of Latin America's most developed countries. Chileans are expected to vote in a new referendum in October. A new constitution was a central demand that emerged from months of protests over inequality in late 2019. Find more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.